This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a Friday. After crisscrossing the state, it is great to be sitting in this chair. Because we have crisscrossed the state.
It's part of the job.
No complaints here. And I'll say this, every time I do this every year, and I crisscross the state or go north to south and say, this is a beautiful state. Now, did I enjoy on the Pennsylvania Turnpike last night driving in a driving rainstorm? No, that part really wasn't enjoyable. Oh, well.
I was going to say, I went to Baltimore Saturday to a concert, and I don't think it stopped raining on the way down or the way back Sunday morning.
Golly. Somebody said to me that, about the old April showers, spring May flowers. They said nobody ever talked about rain in May. And it just, now this would have been a difficult week to do it. But, I love to get out and play, a round of golf. And I usually play like anywhere from 9 to 12 holes, once in a while, maybe 15, depending on, what time I get out there and so forth. I think I played 18 holes just once the entire year, but I play like 5 days a week. Because I'm just having fun, and I'm the type of person that's how I get my exercise when I'm doing something, quote, competitive. Not so sure you'd call what I'm doing competitive, but at least in my own mind, it's competitive. But, gee, you look at today. I mean, my goodness. I went back to Harrisburg last night, and I stayed in Harrisburg. I mean, I didn't get there till after midnight. Because the event, I think I got out of there like, Pat Kraft and I were talking after for a little while. Suit kind of freaks him out a little bit. But no, that's a different story. And I think I got in my car, it was like maybe 9:45, something like that. Then I drove to get out of Philadelphia. And, you always build in time because it takes time to get in and get out of Philadelphia. And it just poured. I mean, I'm talking just downpoured on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We're doing like 40 to 45, all of us are doing like 40 to 45 miles an hour because it was raining so hard.
I'd rather almost drive sometimes in a light snow than I would in a heavy rain.
Yeah. It's just, Now, you guys know, I went over to Sunbury Motors and bought a new car. Off the lot new. You couldn't ask it to handle any better than than it did in that. But man, but it's not the handling; it's the visibility. It's the brutal.
It's also everybody else.
Oh yeah, no, and everybody else is also fighting it too. You know, it's which I understand. You know?
I trust me. I don't trust anybody else when I'm driving.
Is that a personal statement to me?
Well, no.
Okay.
It was in general.
It just didn't sound positive. We have a lot going on today, right?
In theory, Missy Matthews is at 135, and John Griffin's going to talk to us about Charles Lee at 205.
Hey, how about Charles Lee, huh?
Yeah, that's. I now have covered an NFL GM, an NBA coach, and a possible and a first round pick in the NFL draft.
It's great.
Yeah. Oh, a College Football Hall of Famer. I forgot about Danny. That's all in the last like 6 months.
Yeah. How about that? That's great. So yeah, we'll talk to John about that, and then the King in the last half hour, I believe. I'm pretty sure he's coming on today. All right. Something that is going to be coming up 2 weeks. Let's see. Let me just make sure I got any dates. I think it's a week from Tuesday, the 21st. I think that's the day the Board of Trustees is voting on the Beaver Stadium plan. And, you know, I was talking with Pat last night about something that I talked with you, this potential House versus the NCAA settlement. Now, they're not there yet. But it sounds like there's a basic framework that does discuss the possibility that schools could pay upwards of $20 million per year to their athletes. And I said, Pat, and I told Pat, we were talking about it on the show. I said, you probably, when you got in here, I said, you had to do a 3 to 5 year budget projection. He says, yeah. I said, there's no way you could count on that $20 million expenditure. He says, oh, no way. I said, not only that, I said, that expenditure is going to be, it's not a one-time payment. I said, it's going to be in there every year. He says, absolutely. And that's why, you know, when we're talking about events last night, which were for NIL, and it was great to see, boy, a lot of former players there last night. Saquon Barkley, Stefan Wisniewski, Adam Taliaferro. Let's see. Carl Nassib. I mean, it was great to see, you know, a lot of them there. And, you know, events like that are important because, look, here's the bottom line. And this $20 million per year payment that athletic departments would have to come up with does not replace NIL. But, and that's something that has to be remembered in all this. Now, once there's a framework for something out there, then you can rein in NIL. But you can't sit there and look at the landscape of college sports today. Because, look, I mean, I've gone out and I talked to a group in Jacksonville. I talked to a group in Daytona Beach. I talked to a group in Lawrence County. I was a part of the, you know, small part of the Philadelphia NIL last night. And the people that were in the room last night are all on board with what's going on. The other groups that I talked to ask questions about it And, of course, it's not the kind of college sports that they grew up with and then have lived their adult lives through. And so there's still a fight with comfort level, and it's not just Penn State. It's everywhere. And there's a bottom line to it. The bottom line is quite simple. You either go all in with it so you can compete because the other people are going all in on it, or you don't do as much or nothing and get buried. Well, you know, as I said, don't be the first fan to not participate in it and then complain when they're 4-8. It's just like,
I wonder if part of this is some of this stuff with under the table might be a little dark term, but some of this stuff was a little behind the scene, more behind the scenes than it was.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare you? I feel like we're doing a Lexington, Kentucky talk show. What's going on here? No. What are you talking about?
But it just feels like, you know, some of this stuff has been going on in college sports forever. It just might not have been out
ladies
in the
and
open.
Gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to two concepts. My goodness, isn't that a beautiful Lexus in the parking lot?
Yes.
All right, here's concept number two. My goodness, there's an unmarked brown envelope in the locker. Oh, if you only knew what we knew.
I mean, you can watch the 30 for 30 on SMU if you want to get caught up on something.
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, and that is, it's a fact. Look, I'm not here to pick on a certain school. No way. I'm not going to do that. But you do have to ask yourself that since all this has come into play, right, there was always, quote, rumors, and they were rumors, okay? Rumors about Kentucky basketball. I think I phrased that correctly, right? Yeah. Is that right? No, rumors about Kentucky basketball. Since NIL has come in, what have they done?
I wouldn't say struggle, but they have not been Kentucky.
Right. It is.
I mean, they did once FedEx money to Chris Mills in Los Angeles. It's not all rumors.
I didn't say. I am here trying to talk about. All right. A potential scenario here. All right? And in that potential scenario, ask yourself, all right, what has happened since NIL has come into play? Ask yourself. Okay? When you look at Kentucky basketball, okay, they have won in this decade as many NCAA tournament games as Penn State. How about that? Okay, didn't make the tournament in 21. Lost in the first round in 22. Won a game and lost in the second round in 23. Okay? Lost in the first round this year. They have won in the decade of the 20s as many NCAA tournament games as Penn State. When did NIL come in? Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Very.
I mean, it could just merely be coincidence. I said they were rumors. I didn't say there were any more than rumors, did I? But since NIL came in, just doesn't seem like they've been able to, quote, take advantage of it. How about that?
Everybody's salary's equal now.
Oh, I didn't say that. I just use a series of facts just to explain where they are right now. Did I not?
You did.
I didn't use the word allegedly. I used the word rumors. It is an interesting coincidence. How about that? Because that's what NIL is designed to do. It's designed to do anything. But you feel like it's leveled the playing field. How about that? In certain cases. All right, we'll take a break. This half hour has been brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Missy Matthews next half hour. John Griffin at 2:05, and then the King to wrap things up. I know fans are clamoring for multiple Matt Cotrillo appearances per week. But I told Lisa Cotrillo, I said, no, he still has to stay home with you.
Oh. She didn't offer a monetary bribe?
No, but there was a threat that was either Matt or the suit.
Oh.
Like, wow. What do you do with that choice?
That is a true Sophie's choice.
Oh, brutal. Brutal. Celtics last night. We talk about this all the time. They're a weird team. Ultra talented. And then they have the ability to throw in it. And I didn't see the game at all last night. Like I said, I got in the car in the parking garage. Turned on the radio and says, hey, and my radio gives Sirius XM gives me, hey, your team notification. The Celtics game. So I said, all right. So I'm just sitting there getting ready to pull out, and I hit the button. He says, hey, what a big night for the Cavaliers. I'm like, that's just great. Well, how enjoyable.
Yeah. It was one of those games where the Celtics fall in love with the three-point shot instead of attacking the basket. So.
Oh, it's just, they just get into this mindset. You can just see it where Ah, we've got it made. All right, you have nothing made.
I feel like it's going to be like game two against Miami. They'll be all right.
Oh, no, they'll be fine, but still.
Yeah.
Join the Central PA Chamber for the 23rd Annual Business and Education Golf Tournament, June 28th at Bucknell Golf Club. Registration includes green fees, goodie bag, on-course beverages and snacks, lunch and awards for contest winners, $135 for non-members, $105 for members. Shotgun started one.
And you could be a big winner in the golf ball drop just before the tournament on the 28th. Just $10 per ball. 1,000 numbered golf balls available for a possible grand prize of $2,500. Get details at centralpachamber.com/events.
Have you or anyone you know ever lived or worked at Camp Lejeune before 1987? Camp Lejeune's water systems were contaminated by chloride from fuel leaks on the property. If you had any contact with water while at Camp Lejeune and have been diagnosed with any type of cancer or Parkinson's disease, you could be entitled to compensation. Call us today. Do not delay.
800-447-3030. 800-447-3030.
Paid for by Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Weekdays at 1. Do we get replaced?
I was looking for a PSA. That was obviously the wrong one.
Weekdays at 1.
I heard at the end, too. I was like, wait a minute. That was probably not a good one to play.
Is this all this a mirage? This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org to start your journey today. And we start our journey in this half hour with the outstanding Missy Matthews from the Steelers Network. Among other ventures she has. First of all, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. When you look, Missy, at what they had to do, it's interesting because I was talking with some of the Penn State coaches last night, and we were talking about West Virginia, and Zach Frazier's name came up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about what a special player he is inside. As a college player, you're around this team. What did it mean that they went tackle? Because the kid from Washington's got a lot going for him. And then went center with a natural center in Frazier at 2.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knew they were interested in offensive linemen, and rightfully so. They didn't make any, big splash moves at that position in free agency. So you knew the draft is where they thought they could get the best guys to help them win now, essentially. And I think going offensive line, the last time they did that was Dave DeCastro and Mike Adams. That's 2012.
Yeah.
I think it just says we're going to fix what was broken and what needs to be fixed. They completely overhauled the quarterback room, as you know. And I just think that Zach Frazier was one of those guys. He goes to West Virginia. He's from West Virginia, so he's closely linked to Pittsburgh. But there was a ton of teams that liked him. Obviously, I am kind of surprised where he fell, but for the Steelers, it worked out. They were also surprised where Troy fell as well. Being able to get him at 20, I don't think they ever imagined that if they stayed at 20, he was going to be there. So for them, the draft really broke in a way with all the craziness of the quarterbacks and the defensive guy not going to pick 15. It worked in their favor.
It did. And then they made a pick a little bit later, and this would be a player I'd be extremely familiar with in broadcasting the Penn State games. I've done enough Michigan games in my career.
Yeah.
Jack Hamm and I raved about Roman Wilson every time we went into a game. In fact, he caught 2 touchdowns against Joey, what, 3 years ago here. How important was that pick, considering Pickens is already there and they need supplements to him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about the quarterback room being revamped, but you could really say the same for the wide receiver. And after George Pickens, I don't want to say they're not huge names because there are some veterans that they added in free agency, but, you know, it wasn't the Brandon Ayuk or the different people that were attached to the Steelers possibly trading for or going after in free agency. And wide receiver is a position that they needed to do. 3A, you know, they had two picks in the third round and they were able to get him there. I know, you know, we had a chance to talk to Roman Wilson. He was drafted Friday night to Saturday. He came to the facility and he already has a chip on his shoulder. He's so mad at where he was drafted. He said he's grateful to be in Pittsburgh, but just said, you know, all these guys are going before me. And I'm just sitting here waiting and twiddling my thumbs. So he has that chippy mentality already. Clearly, as you know, the physical way that he plays football and carries himself, yeah. I think that's a perfect transition into what the Steelers really need to help get this offense going. And obviously with a new offensive coordinator, it's going to be interesting to see how all the different pieces to the puzzle that they've been putting together all offseason come together and what it looks like.
Yeah. And, of course, the critical parts will be, I think everybody has a feeling Russell Wilson is the one. What kind of bounce back does he have? And I think that the draft of the linemen give him a better shot at it because, with all due respect, Denver's offensive line was not exactly America's most stout.
Right. And, you know, and no offense to the Steelers offensive line last year, and especially at the center position, they weren't helping the quarterbacks. All three of them, really. So it was huge. And I just think, you know, Russell Wilson is doing the right things that you want from a leader of a young offense. Pat Freiermuth, who you guys know, said, hey, come out to San Diego with some of the other guys. Let's just get to know each other. Let's go to dinner. Yeah. Let's run routes. Let's throw. Let's do different things to try to jumpstart that team building. You know, you hear that all the time in the offseason, especially when OTAs roll around. But it's true. And you have a new offensive coordinator. I mean, Arthur Smith took this job, and he thought Kenny Pickett was his quarterback. Right. And then how quickly everything changed. So I think, you know, the past few years on offense, it's been young guys having to step up and be the leaders, whether it was Najee Harris or Kenny Pickett. Isaac Seumalo is a veteran, but he's more of a quiet, follow-by-example leader. So I think bringing in Russell Wilson is huge in terms of just that aspect. On defense, you never had to worry about leadership. You had Cam Hayward, Minkah Fitzpatrick, T.J. Watt. Those guys, like, police themselves. And I think Russell Wilson brings what they were maybe missing in terms of that leadership role and uniting everybody.
I mean, we'll have to see how it actually plays out on the field, Missy. But do you get a sense that there's an Arthur Smith, Russell Wilson fit here? It's only a sense because we have to see it play out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just based off of what he wanted to do and what he did do when he was at Tennessee and for the short time he was in Atlanta, I think knowing that you have Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and the verdict from the top from Art Rooney II has been we need to run the ball better. The past few years he has said the same thing. We did see improvements last year, but they need to take that jump. I mean, look at just what happened with Pat Freiermuth last year. I know he dealt with some injuries, but not really being utilized in the passing game. That's somebody who I think could flourish in this Arthur Smith offense. And I think it will be interesting to see, like you said, you get the sense that it will fit what Russ is going to want to do and what Arthur wants to do. I'm usually not super excited for organized team activities, but I can't wait for that first OTA just to kind of start to get a grasp of what they're trying to accomplish.
They also made another very interesting pick, and that was Peyton Wilson out of NC State, who's battled injuries. So we're going to flip it over to that side of it because, believe me, I'm a big Logan Lee guy at 6. Out of Iowa, because again, same thing, year after year, Iowa's been playing Penn State. But what did you think of the Wilson pick, especially as a day two pick, considering his health history has not been the greatest?
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminded me of the Darnell Washington pick last year, the tight end from Georgia, who they got similar on day two because of medical. It seemed to be that's why he was falling. I just think, you know, meeting Peyton Wilson for a brief 5-10 minutes, his dad was with him, the way he just commanded the room when he came down to do an interview. He just has that it factor, and I don't think it hurts that Bill Cowher is very familiar with NC State, and Peyton Wilson happens to be very close with him. Right. You know, the Steelers said point blank they felt very comfortable with his medical reports and examinations and what the Steelers team doctors and trainers felt as well. And as Peyton kind of said, you know, he's like, I understand that's what the tag is on me, but I have been healthy the past few years. So I'm so excited to see what he can do at that inside linebacker position and just add, especially when you add Patrick Queen in free agency, Cole Holcomb still coming back from injury. Alandon Roberts was just incredible last year, the amount of injuries. He was the last man standing. Mm-hmm. He still played through them and just really helped anchor that front side of the defense.
It's interesting in the guys that you bring up, okay? From Washington, played in the national championship game. West Virginia had a winning season. Michigan won the national championship. You know, Iowa's been a winning program. Ryan Watts, the corner, played for Texas. They were in the college football playoff last year. What kind of value, you know, talent's one thing, so you're drafting talent. But what kind of value, Missy, do you put on the fact that the guys come in with from winning programs? And does that mean, you know, because I look at Harris, Fitzpatrick, Watt, Freiermuth, they all came in from winning programs. Pickens, obviously, Georgia. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think for the Steelers, when you just watch how visible Coach Tomlin is at pro days, and he, you know, even said, it seems like we're just recruiting people from Georgia, especially after last year's draft. That's just kind of what it felt like. But he said, you know, the Eagles are doing the same thing. There's a reason why these programs are winning programs. And he likes to sometimes, when he goes to pro days, probably a lot more than often, he wants to know about the next guys coming up. You know, obviously you're going to know who the big names are. You know who everybody's there to see. But kind of maybe getting familiar for the other guys who could be in next year's draft class or even 2 years removed from that. So I do think, you know, there is something to it. And clearly, you know, he has mentioned before with Najee Harris and Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, they went far away from home to go to college. They were willing to go where it wasn't going to be easy, where they were going to have to cut their teeth and fight for that job. Because let's be honest, at programs like that, everybody's good, right? I mean, you go from high school to college, it's a huge jump and numbers start to fall off, and even more significantly when you go to the pros. So I do think that probably weighs into it, but, you know, the Steelers also like the Mac. It seems like they find, you know, good treasures there as well. So it is interesting how you bring that up, and just at least the past few years, just the same thing that we've been seeing.
For you, in doing this job, what is it about it every day or every game that really drives you?
I think I just like knowing that you cannot predict the outcome.
yes,
you know,
that's right.
You can say there's no way they're going to lose to this team, and then by golly, they lose to that team, or they have no business winning this game. And there you go. I just think you're seeing people who prepare so just religiously and maniacally at an intense level that I don't think the public will ever truly understand what they do to prepare their bodies. And seeing it's come to fruition or vice versa, I just think there's something so intriguing about that, and almost the adrenaline rush of not knowing.
That's what I tell my sports broadcasting class here at Penn State. I said, you start with a blank canvas. I said, don't make any assumptions. Don't make any assumptions at all. What's it been like for you getting to know the personnel and the coaches? You know, you're not going to get a complete, you know, but still you have an opportunity to talk with them more often than not. What's that been like for you?
You know, it's definitely been a big overhaul, clearly, on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they've even revamp their strength and conditioning staff as well, some people who had been there for a while. But I really like Arthur Smith. I've probably interacted with him the most. You know, when he came in after he had decided to take the job and, you know, all the fancy paperwork and stuff was done, we had a chance to sit down with him. And, you know, he's asking, do you have kids? What sports do they play? He was telling me how he was flying back home because one of his kids had a basketball game and he wanted to help coach it. So he just normalizing. I think sometimes we can put people on pedestals who are in crazy high power jobs or just jobs that you're almost like, wow, that, could you imagine if that was your job, you know, just doing football all day? But he was just very down to earth. And it feels like, you know, they're getting that group together, as we've talked about. You know, the players are changing significantly on the offensive side, but same with the coaching staff. So hopefully, you know, as more and more happens with real football, I'm using quotes on that, through the off season, we'll get a better idea of, you know, what makes them tick and what they're like.
All right. What makes Mike Tomlin tick? Done this a long time. He is the senior leader in the NFL right now. To you, what makes him tick?
It's I'm using a Tomlinism to explain Tomlin, if that makes sense.
Yes,
but he is a football junkie. Yeah. He was talking about how he watches, you know, the crazy football league where no one's even wearing like a helmet at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's no other football on. He wants to know everything about everybody, who, whether it's college, pros. And I just think the challenge of never being able to know enough and do enough, I've never seen him in a bad mood. He's always steady Eddie, as the players will tell you, whether it's a win or a loss. There's no overreaction. There's no underreaction. It's very businesslike, but it's just so easy for people to gravitate towards him.
Missy, great job as always. Really appreciate the time and also the fabulous job you do for them.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Missy Matthews joining us. We will continue with more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Start your journey today. Go to NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Feel like we're in the eighth inning of Fenway Park. All right. Today's show sponsored by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both businesses and athletes. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. All right. So. Ah, money, money, money. That's what we're talking about, the $20 million that each athletics department may have to come up with. And again, there's nobody just a few months ago thought that that would be part of a settlement with this. Now it's coming up, Trev Alberts was the one that the athletic director at Texas A&M that evidently was telling his boosters. He says, hey, we're going to need to come up with an extra $15 to $20 million. They're like, why? Because he says, that could be the settlement number. Everybody's like, wow. So that's where it came up. Well, the bottom line is, it's not a one-time payment. The NCAA says they may pick up the back payments for the 17 through 21 classes, but those would all be one-time payments. What we're talking about is something that's going to have to be in the budget every single year. It's not a one-time payment. It's going to have to be in the budget the next year, and be in the budget the year after that, and the year after that. And you have to be able to make it work. And not only that, Title IX, you know, what role does that play in how the money is allocated? And that's what we have to see. And if you're, let's now go with two schools that are fighting their own conference right now, Clemson and Florida State. Well, we all know that, at least television-wise, if you're an SEC or you're in a Big Ten school, the $20 million is a chunk, but you can handle it. It's a chunk, but you can handle it. You didn't know a few months ago that you had to handle it, but now it's like, okay, let's figure out how we're going to handle it. Let's see what we can do. And if you're a Big Ten or SEC school, you grit your teeth, but you can handle it. But if you're an ACC school or a Big 12 school, can you handle $15 to $20 million? Florida State lost money on football last year. And they lost money on football last year. Really? The rest of the world's making money. They lost money. And now you're going to ask that group down there to come up with an extra $15 to $20 million per year? Well, you know they're trying to fight to get out of their ACC deal. Clemson is sitting there in the sidecar hoping for the same because they both feel they're worth more than what they are getting as ACC schools.
I don't know how much time we have. We don't really have much time to get into this right now, Steve. But I had a caller ask a question. Since Sturacci's coming back for his fifth year, does he have to be enrolled in graduate classes?
Well, it depends on whether he has his degree or not.
Yeah, that's what I... But if he doesn't have his degree, it doesn't... So he'd just be like a regular student then, right?
As long as he's on normal progress to a degree, and you can be in your fifth year in normal progress, right? But if you have your degree, you just have to take a master's program. For example, Hunter Norzad just graduated with a master's at Penn State. He ended up being taken in the fifth round by the Kansas City Chiefs. But he just graduated with his master's degree. There are a lot of guys that go after him. I mean, Sean Clifford was going after a master's degree when he was here. So did Matt McGloin. So as long as you have normal progress as outlined by the NCAA toward a degree, you're fine. If you already have your degree, you can then take a master's degree. So when Andrew Funk came here to Penn State, he transferred from Bucknell. He already had his Bucknell degree. He then got a master's degree here at Penn State.